Sessionable.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Okay. Welcome to Sessionable Episode 7.
Yeah.
Now, we're all sitting around a table. We're wearing blindfolds. Mm-hmm. None of us can see anything.
Hands tied behind our backs.
Exactly.
How are we going to drink the beer?
Oh, shit, we haven't thought this through.
We're actually, we have gags as well, so we can't actually talk.
As you can
hear. No. Yeah. We all have foam domes on, so yeah. We can just suck through the beer.
Yeah. How good would that be?
No.
This is our blindfold beer episode. So we've all brought a beer in a brown paper bag. We don't know what beer everyone else brought. We only know what beer we brought. And so we're going to drink the beer, ask some questions of the person who brought it, and try to figure out what they brought, and use it as a cool little exercise to see how much we know about beer. So
first one's my beer.
I think I know what it is already, but maybe?
I was going to say, is it 2 years old? No, it's not.
So
it's
Liam,
the same bottle from last episode. Yeah.
So we're not actually wearing blindfolds. It is a brown kind of beer we're looking at here. Kind of cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure what it is yet.
What do you get in the nose?
Malty sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of Belgian, maybe?
I'm not sure. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. So, Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Is this beer Scandinavian?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Is it from Europe?
No.
It's not.
So that's two questions down. What, should
is
we
it from
the
USA?
Questions?
Is it from the USA? No.
No.
So is it Australian?
It is Australian, yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
What do you think about styles? Any idea?
Well, I was thinking, I was thinking quadruple, because it's got a lot of that, sort of that brown sugar candy syrup sort of. It's not that strong. I don't think I'm getting that much
just
strength
just to make
from it
a little bit more difficult for you, this beer is a beer I've been cellaring for about a year.
Ooh. Interesting.
So it is Australian, and it's around a year old.
Is it a vintage release?
No, it's not a vintage release.
Should we be counting the questions?
Whatever.
I'm going to try it, actually. I haven't had some yet.
Is it from the east coast of Australia?
It's a Victorian brewery.
Okay. I have no idea, to be honest, right now.
Is the alcohol percentage less than 7?
I have no idea. I can look it up. But I'm going to take a stab and say yes, it is less than 7%.
Okay.
But I can find that out for you very quickly.
It's a Victorian beer. I've got no idea.
It's going to be a lot of, stumped silences in this episode. Sorry, guys.
It's going to be slightly awkward.
I was going to say, so it's Victorian, so it's not any of the macro breweries, because they're not Australian-owned. Second
that
episode in a row that we've said that.
It's also not, Coopers, because they're South Australian.
That's true. It does have that really nice. I
want
Do
you
to say,
want me to give you
really
the brewery?
Nice, but
no.
No?
Not yet.
You still going? You still think you can get there?
Maybe.
It's got an ABV, according to Rate Beer, of 5.8%.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So it loses less than 7. Not too high. Do we have any more questions?
Is it from Hargraves Hill?
No, but close.
Oh, close.
Hold on. Our producer asks, is it from Red Hill?
It is from Red Hill.
Oh, okay.
I think our producer might have it.
Is it the Jubilee? No.
No, it's not the Jubilee.
Is it the Christmas?
No, it's not the Christmas.
Damn it.
Is it a year-old Scotch ale?
It is a year-old Scotch ale.
I think I just beat El Producer to the punch on that one.
I think he had that one too. I think we'll give it to him because he did pick the brewery first.
Yeah, he did. So I think that's a point to our producer, Lee.
I thought on the nose you would have picked that up straight away.
It's not as smoky.
But it has mellowed out a lot.
Yeah,
it is a year old. And maybe, I can't remember, maybe last year's release wasn't as intense. Maybe that sort of ramped it up this year.
You do get that sort of that character that you get in...
It is a year-round release, in a cellared, right? It's not a
seasonal.
Yeah,
I think so. You do get that character you get in a cellared beer, though, that, you know, like when you drink...
It does have a bit like an old, yeah, like an old vintage or something, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking. Maybe it's a 99 bottle of vintage.
I wouldn't have brought one because I haven't had one of those for a little while, so I'm not sure how they're holding up. It would be embarrassing to bring a beer that's turned.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of the Red Hill Scotch Ales in a while, so is it usually like peatier or something?
It's usually a bit more, it's a bit
It is not a super peaty Scotch Ale.
But it's got some smoke to it. I recently had it on tap at the Flodge.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was tasting very different to this. But still really, really nice.
This is more almost in line with the Cooper's Vintage, I think.
I'm surprised it's only a year old. But it's tasting great. It is tasting really nice.
Yeah, I've been holding on to this one for a little while.
So now this is the beer...
I don't think we're ready yet.
This is not. I really like the Scotch Ale, and I do rate it as one of my favourite Red Hill beers. Do you guys, as a brewery, I really like Red Hill.
Yeah, they're great, and run by a really great couple of people.
Oh, absolutely.
The Goldings.
They're so lovely.
I didn't get a chance to meet them when they were in...
Okay, I've met them a few times. They're super nice. Mm. They are, yeah.
So husband and wife team, is that correct?
Yeah. Dave and Karen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their production's, like, ridiculously tiny.
Yeah.
They
grow their own hops for the most part as well, don't they?
I'm not sure. I'm
pretty sure they do.
If that's what they use for most of their beers.
I think they have to as part of their license.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, they're based in Red Hill in Victoria, and it's like ridiculously strict brewing conditions they have, so they can't brew that much.
They spent years trying to get their license.
Yeah,
I think it's just council.
Yeah.
Onto them. Oh, wow.
So I think they. I mean,
because Red Hill is that like quite close to Ballarat, that sort of area? I'm not too sure.
Isn't it down near peninsula?
It's near the peninsula, I think.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, yeah, I'm not too down on my Victorian geographics.
Yeah, and they used to have a bar, and they closed that down so they can increase production.
Yeah, and they opened the bar up for special events like Oktoberfest.
Mm.
Have you had many other beers from Red Hill?
I stock a couple of their beers as well. Cool. So I normally have stuff like their Imperial Stout I've got in
at
the moment.
That's so good.
I love the Imperial Stout.
Great beer. Really, I've had their Temptation.
Have you had the
Christmas Ale?
We tried the Gin Soap Temptation fairly recently.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Really good, I really like that one.
So they aged that one in gin barrels, I think.
Yeah.
Well, not gin barrels.
Gin-soaked barrels.
Gin-soaked barrels,
because gin doesn't really... Gin isn't a barrel. So yeah. But I've got to say this, they've definitely made a bit of a step up in the world, but I think they've always produced great beers, but they're one of those breweries that sort of flew under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, and I think they've just gotten a lot of New South Wales distribution in the last year or so.
They have changed distributors a couple of times over the last year, and I think they've got something good going at the moment, and definitely where I'm seeing their beers are around a lot more, which is great, because I think they are a really cool brewery.
They're a very good brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Awesome stuff.
And just very classy.
Very classy.
Yeah, the Imperial Stout.
The Imperial Stout.
Every time it comes out, everyone just goes nuts about it and just searches out for it.
Mm.
I recently had it on tap at the Royal Albert. Yeah, and
same.
Yeah, it was tasting really good.
Yeah. Had that instead of a different Imperial Stout, which wasn't on.
I had it on IPA Day, actually.
IPA Day,
yeah. It was IPA Day, and I was like... Oh, Red Hill Imperial Stout. I love that. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well,
I was quite happy with that choice.
I think you stumped us with the year old thing.
I didn't. Well, I didn't quite think of the year old thing until just halfway through you guys are trying it.
Because it does taste a bit.
It is more like
aged,
more mellow, more rounded out. I think
in a really nice way though. It's not. It doesn't taste off.
It's
it doesn't
held
taste
quite
infected.
Well, hasn't it? Yeah.
It's aged. Nicely.
Come to think of it might actually even be more than a year old.
Yeah, but I would
have to look at the bottle because
I'd say it probably is.
I got that from Beer Cartel, and it was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Right on, so we move on to the next beer?
Oh, yeah.
This one's...
Whose is this?
The one that our producer brought
in. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Lee brought this one.
So you won't hear the answers. It'll be yes or no.
Yeah, so we'll get a nod or a shake of the head.
It's got some more hops than the Scotch Ale, that's
for
sure.
It does, yeah.
We can add it like a special effect in the episode, like when it's wrong.
Oh, it's
some Price is Right stuff.
Family Feud, I was thinking.
Quite like piney and
yeah, it's very hoppy, I think.
So, I think my question is this an American beer? It is not an American beer.
Is it an Australian beer? It is an Australian brewery, okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
Is it a Victorian brewery?
No.
Not a Victorian brewery?
New South Wales. No.
No.
Western Australia. It is. Okay. Is it Feral?
In the bottle.
Raging Phlegm.
Okay,
Booyah.
Done. Too easy.
I was going to say that, yeah. But I already guessed. So
I think once we got to Feral's.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. It's part of their brew pub series.
Yeah, this is their Belgian IPA.
Oh, it is awesome.
Mm. So that's pretty much all we have to say. Next beer. Yeah.
No, I think. Yeah, is this the first Feral beer we've had on the podcast?
It might well be.
I think it might well be.
Which is surprising because, I mean, they are one of my favourite breweries.
Yeah.
And I'm sure...
Same.
I think...
I'm still holding on to the hope that we can record an episode at the Feral Brewery one day.
One day,
oh, how good would that be?
That'd be so cool. Brendan, if you're listening, like, we want to...
Or Gab.
Have you... anyone? no, I do love the Raging Phlegm. And the other one they've done in the...
Brewpub series is the Boris?
Is the Boris.
Oh, the Boris. Yeah, love
which
the Boris.
Is a... Beautiful Imperial Stout.
It's my favourite Australian Imperial Stout.
Wow, that's a big call, man.
Yeah.
Especially considering the praise you just lavished
on
you.
Yeah, a lot of people say Red Hill. Red Hill's really good.
Red Hill is
Clout
great,
Stout is one of the top ones that people
I've never
say.
Had, but I've, you know, Mornington Imperial Stout.
Yeah,
ones
pretty good.
I don't think I've had the Mornington Imperial Stout. I was really looking forward to it the other day. But,
so we might have to explain that a little bit.
There was a tap takeover and a Mornington tap
Albert?
Takeover.
Yep.
Yeah, and that beer.
Due to technical difficulties, that beer was,
essentially, yeah,
wasn't available yet.
Basically, I don't want to go into too much more detail
on it. It's too traumatic.
Yeah.
There was that sort of... Because I actually rocked up that night quite late because I was at work. So I sort of, like, jumped in the cab, got in there, and, like, opened up the door and lined off the taps. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, it's not there.
Yeah, Tom had to break the news. Yeah.
But
they still had some great beers.
That happens. Oh, still some great beers. But back to Feral. I mean... And even just their core range, Hop Hog, is one of the most decorated beers in Australia.
And rightly so.
Exactly.
I think it's still one of the best Australian beers. And
yeah. And I
continue to win awards and get number ones and all the polls and everything. But
And I know, like, when I have a Hop Hog, I know what I'm having. I know what it's going to taste like, because that's another thing Feral's great at.
Consistency.
Yeah. And it's always fantastic. It always tastes good.
It's always great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and always
and,
have to go, Hop Hog, Hop Hog.
And I think, you know, they give that the Western Australians that kind of edge up in the argument of which state is
the pint of origin.
Like, well, which state is, like, you know, the home of Australian craft beer.
Which I think...
And Western Australia,
I would say it is.
I mean, like, I guess they...
You've got the birth of it with the Sail and Anchor. You've got...
And Little Creatures.
Little Creatures and... Well...
Not anymore, but yeah.
And Feral, yeah.
Not anymore, but, you know, we'll talk about that in the next
episode.
Definitely
the pioneers in the Australian craft scene.
I still haven't been, and I really want to go.
No, neither have I.
But...
I'm hopefully going to go this year, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
If you have Feral in your lineup, you know, you're doing pretty
well. You're doing well, yeah. Like, I went to a pub the other day. It was, a new craft beer bar, I did that in air quotes, called The Publican. It's at the bottom of the Eastern Hotel in Bondi Junction.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the Eastern Hotel is not a hotel I would...
Normally go to.
Normally go to or normally associate with craft beer.
They've definitely made a big push.
They definitely have, and yeah. I went in, and Hop Hog was on tap. And I was like, well, I'm happy. That's, like, it wasn't... They had a big bottle list of basically just the core range from all the big players in Australian craft. So, the core range from Bridge Road and Mountain Goat...
Stone and
Two
Wood.
Two Birds, Stone and Wood, Feral. Just the core range in the fridge. And then on tap, they had Nail Ale and Hop Hog, among a few other, like, Matilda Bay things and Four Pines and Stone and Wood.
When you have Hop Hog on tap, you can't really complain.
Exactly.
However bad the rest of their lineup is.
As long as
Hop Hog's on tap.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, Feral Raging Flame, what an excellent choice.
Yeah, thank you for that one. That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, apparently ever since they upped shipments to the East Coast, Feral and Nail... Because they're in partnership now.
Yeah. Well, they share a brewery.
Yeah, they started a new brewery. Yeah. So, Feral, apparently, I'm not sure if they've started yet, but their old brew house is now exclusively sour brewery.
Yeah, that's really
what I
believe
cool. Sours and extremes, yeah. Extremes.
But apparently, yeah, ever since they started shipping more often to the East Coast, the demand's just been rocketing.
So I can imagine.
And one of the other things they've really pioneered is... all refrigerated shipping.
Mm.
I've actually been to the warehouse where they keep the Ferals in Sydney, and they actually have a giant refrigerated shipping container they load all the stock in.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why Stone in California don't ship to Australia, because they want like 100% refrigerated shipping. Yeah.
Parallel ship some stuff in, yeah.
And, you know, tasting the Ferals refrigerated chipped.
They are better, I've got to say.
It is
does
tasting really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had fresh Stone in California, and it does taste better than...
And I think the other thing that
gray-imported.
Ferals very... is the time it's on the shelf. So they're very... I think as a brewery, they would prefer a bottle shop or a pub to order less, more often, as opposed to ordering more less often, which is the opposite of most suppliers.
Well, I mean, a lot of suppliers, like, especially, like, I'm talking, like, the really big boys, like, Lion Nathan and CB, like, basically will only give discounts on buys of over, like, 70 cases or something like that, so they encourage you to
buy
a lot of stock. Yeah.
So it's the exact opposite.
Whereas Vin Ferrell, because I know at work we go through quite a lot of Hop Hog, and I'll get quite a lot and go through it very quickly, and it was a point where... They actually said, "Oh, do you want to just order less and order every week?" I'm like, "Well, this is what I need for a week." And they're like, "Oh, okay, cool." Like, yeah.
And Brendan, the brewer, actually knows which batch it's come from depending on the bottle cap, which is
He's walked into my store crazy. And gone like, "Oh, yeah, I wasn't too happy with that cap with that batch." I'm like, "How do you know? You haven't even looked at the bottle." It's like, "Oh, I can see the cap."
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's pretty insane.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's not just Brendan as well. Like Steve is, I think, the national sales manager.
Yeah.
He is just as into it as that, and he can pick up stuff on the nose, and because Brendan,
as you should be,
Brendan has a phenomenal, palate and
absolutely
and nose,
absolutely. Well, Raging Flame is one of my favourite. I think Australian like Belgian IPAs, like wouldn't this be the?
Well, this is probably the most popular one. Can you think of any other? I know Mornington do a
Hop Hog, Hop Dog.
Hop
sorry,
Dog,
Hop
yeah,
Dog,
yeah, Hop the American Werewolf in Belgium is really nice.
Yeah, Hop Dog do one. Not really a lot of them.
Some international ones I can think of is like Coronado. They do, I think it's called the Hoppy Days.
Yeah, the Hoppy Days, and then Green Flash do the what is it?
Le Freak. Oh God, I love that beer.
That's so good. Then I mean, even Belgian ones like the Devel do the Triple Hop. Who else is it? Is it the
Viven?
Doc does one, right?
Of course, Doc does.
Plasma, is it?
No,
the other one. That was a white IPA. It's something to do with medicine. That's all I know.
That narrows it down.
Is it this? It's not the Synapse, is it?
I thought that was black.
No,
was that the Pulse? Was it the Pulse? Was it the P12? No, that was black.
No, that was a black Belgian IPA, but that's still a Belgian IPA.
All right, well, we'll get back to that one.
We'll figure it out. I'll edit it.
Doc's just going to be shaking his head listening to this.
Sorry, Doc.
You're banished.
But there's also, like, what is it, the Don't Lashoof do one?
They do. Is it the Monk Shift?
It's the Hublon.
Yeah. Hublon, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, should we get on to the next beer?
I guess so, yeah.
So this one's my one.
It's your beer. Okay, cool.
Is it the Raging Flame? Oh.
Now, this one might be a bit old as well. Yeah, it's probably going to be a bit harder to get.
It's quite medicinal.
Oh, it's still, yeah.
Is it from Australia?
Okay, sorry.
It is not Australian, so yes, okay. It's an international.
Is it from Europe?
It is from Europe.
Is it from mainland Europe? As in not the UK.
As in not, it's not from the UK.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just ask that?
I should have asked. Is this from the UK? Oh, God, yeah. Whatever.
It is not from Italy. Our producers just asked.
Is it from Scandinavia?
It is, yeah. So, producer Lee just asked, is it from Denmark? It is from Denmark.
Okay.
That might narrow it down a bit.
Mikkola?
It is Mikkola.
That's still not narrow. It down.
Brew like 10,000 brews or something. Is it one of their beers? Yeah.
Yes, it is a Mikkola. Is it Mikkola? Yes. Is it one of their beers? Yes.
Great question.
Is it an IBU beer?
IBU is Ultramate? In the... Yeah, it is the IBU. It is the 1000 IBU Ultramate.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Ultra. Yeah.
So this is the low ABV version of the 1000 IBU Imperial IPA.
Smell it out quite a fair bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was actually surprised. The hops have sort of died down on smell, but it is insanely bitter. It is just...
I actually don't like it. It's just stupidly imbalanced.
It's
all about the bitterness.
It's not meant to be balanced, though.
But there's nothing else on the flavour other than the bitterness.
Well, see, I think I guess you call it the normal IBU 1000, actually had a really big malt structure behind it, and I think the whole reason was people got a bit like, oh, this is not insanely hoppy, because it had a massive...
It was insanely hoppy, but it had a lot more to it than just
It didn't
hop.
Have a perceived massive hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's why the Ultramate came out, but I remember the first time I had this beer was in the bottle, and I was at a bar, and they had like fresh pretzels, and so I was like chomping on this pretzel while having this beer, and like had a giant hunk of rock salt, and the saltiness made the bitterness so much bigger. Yeah, it was like, yeah, so imagine having an IBU 1000 and then having a bit of salt and then
just like,
God, yeah.
Be like panting from
I think someone actually asked if I was okay.
Yeah.
See, I alluded to it just a few seconds ago when I said Mikkola do a shitload of different beers.
Yeah.
How many beers do they do again?
I think the last couple of years has been around the 80 mark per year, as in
80 different
new releases.
Shit.
I think that's sort of stepped up a bit because he's done the whole
Spontanal
series, or I don't know how you pronounce it, but the whole Sour series. I mean, it's variants. And then if you look at the single hop series and it's all its variants, like, it gets up there.
Because Red Duck do, like, one a week, right? That's their thing this year.
It hasn't really been one a week, though.
Okay.
There was talk of it being one a week. I think they said it's going to be 35.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think, they did want to do...
They have... They sent out a picture of the next four beers, which look pretty interesting as well.
That is just, like, unpleasantly bitter.
I was actually,
Like I said, I don't really like it. It's just...
It's like biting into an orange skin or something. Orange peel. It's not actually pleasant. It's just...
I think it's more of an educational purpose beer than an enjoyment beer.
It's like, this is what hop bitterness is.
Yeah. Like, it'd be cruel, but you know, like, someone who's not really drinking beer is like, what does hops do? Like,
this. Yeah, it's weird, because when I was asking those questions about this beer, I hadn't tasted it. And if I had already tasted, I might have actually guessed right.
Oh yeah, the minute I took a sip, I was like, "Yep, yeah, I know what this is."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's pretty obvious once you taste it. It's just insane. It's extreme.
Extreme.
I'm gonna replace every time you say that with the version that you recorded earlier. That you did for the extreme episode.
Connect the soundboard.
Yeah. Just press the soundboard.
The sessionable soundboard. Sessionable. Extreme.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Better in the bottle.
Man, I love Riverside.
What is craft?
We'll save that for a later episode. Yeah.
That might actually be a whole new podcast.
Yeah. What, just a...
What is craft?
Yeah, we'll do a mini-series on... Alright, so we've...
Ooh.
Here's the last one.
This looks dark.
We've just got to look at the colour of this one, yeah.
Mm. It's not a visual medium, but it is a dark beer.
It's a very dark beer. It's
good question, yes.
Almost, yeah, it looks like it's almost got no head. It's just very... It looks like it's probably very high in alcohol, I guess. This is Adrian's beer. Is it very high in alcohol?
It is.
All right, just by looking at the way it coats the glass, is this beer from BrewDog?
It is.
Is this beer an abstract?
It's not an abstract.
Oh, is it a Tokyo Star?
It's not a Tokyo Star.
Is it a paradox?
It's not a paradox.
Oh, fuck.
You haven't asked the right question yet.
Ooh. Oh, is it just from BrewDog?
No.
So is it the Black Tokyo Horizon?
It is.
Oh, God, that literally does. You put that around the glass and the glass turns yellow. Like, yeah. It coats the glass so much. Bloody
so
hell.
In the wine circles they call it legs, but
legs, yeah.
But this is completely different from legs. It actually stains the glass. Like
it definitely
brown.
Has legs and it knows how to use them.
Really dark legs.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, it's so this
of,
is
this kind of defeats the like bring a small bottle thing, doesn't it?
So the Black Tokyo Horizon is a
three-way collaboration.
As you said, a collaboration between BrewDog, Mikola, and Nugne.
Yeah.
And they did...
Three of the most insane breweries.
Three of the out there breweries from Europe. And they did brew it at BrewDog, so that's why I said, yeah, it's from BrewDog. It's a blend of... It's not a blend, it's a...
Yeah, it is a blend, I think, actually.
Well, they didn't blend it together. They kind of collaborate on the recipe, I believe.
It's not three individual beers into one.
I don't believe so.
Like a weird hybrid of the recipe.
Yeah, that's what I think happened. And yeah. it's a mix of the ingredients from the Black from Mikola, the Tokyo Star from BrewDog, and the Dark Horizon from Nugne.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing I found was, because I really like this beer, and it has... I'm not getting it so much at this point, but when I had it, when it was just released, it had a real, like, sort of venison gaminess to it.
I think it still does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing I found was, like, when we all met Kiedel from Nugna, he was saying that he wasn't really too happy with this beer. And they...
Really?
And apparently the all three breweries were sort of thought it was a bit rushed and they weren't quite happy with the way it went.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I find it very sweet.
Mm.
In fact, one sip of that and all the bitterness from the Mikola
1000
IBU is gone. Like, and it's insane because it was like coating the mouth and the bitterness was just, you couldn't, you, oh, oh. Adrian just made a motion. He's going to do a black and tan. Well, oh.
It might actually just create a mushroom cloud when you pour those two together.
we'll create a black and tan and then it'll just be like, beep.
It'd either be that or like that bit from The Simpsons where they burn Homer's underwear and all the ghosts comes out like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So this is batch 057, it says.
Wow.
So maybe it's...
I think that's BrewDog batch.
Yeah, BrewDog batch.
I'm not sure though.
I don't know. And it's bottled on the 20th of the 7th, 21. So this one's from the future.
That's best after. Oh, no.
It does say before, bottled before. On.
Really? Oh, well, that's just a typo, isn't it?
Yeah. It probably meant 12, I'd assume, or...
No, well, no, I think that's the best before.
Or it probably meant 11-1-1 instead of 2-1, maybe. Might be. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's the best before.
I got it a while ago.
It is. It's not... So it's actually, for a collaboration between Mikkola, Nergner, and Brewdog, it's pretty light. It's only 17.2%.
Yeah, that's...
Thanks, Adrian.
Nothing.
Don't worry, any of us have to go to work tonight.
There goes my afternoon.
Yeah. But man, this is insane.
Yeah, when I first had this, so like I said, it's a mix of the three ingredients, the three recipes for those big beers, and Dark Horizon in particular is just quite unique to the other two in that it has a lot of coffee in it.
Yeah.
And when I first had this, it did have that coffee in it.
It's died down quite a bit.
It has died down. Which
it's quite sweet.
Which is slightly disappointing, but still, I still like it a lot.
I would like to see a Mark II of this beer.
Mm. Definitely. I think they've brewed it a couple of times since.
To the same recipe, though.
Okay, so they haven't remade the recipe.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but... I think the rebrews might have just been done by the Brewdog boys as well.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that is.
Because it would take a bit of work to get all four of them into one room together.
I guess, yeah. They're all pretty busy now that they're rockstar brewers.
All of them are rockstar brewers.
I don't say that with any sarcasm. They are rockstar brewers. They're so.
Speaking of which,
huge.
Did anyone see the Mikkola San Francisco bars actually opening this weekend?
I'm going to go there in a couple of months.
Did you see the tap schedule?
Oh,
for this weekend?
It's insane.
They are literally tapping a beer every hour. Like, two beers every hour, and they're tapping a Mikkola Sour and a Canteon every hour.
What?
Yeah.
Because, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's insane. I've got a friend who works at the Mikkola Bar in San Fran.
One day that will be useful to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going there in a couple of months when I'm in the US, so...
The most annoying thing is last time I was in
Hopefully
San Francisco...
Hopefully they have sours as well.
Yeah. Yeah, last time I was in San Francisco, I just realised that the Mikkola Bar would have been literally a two-minute walk from the hotel.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I actually walked past. I know exactly where it is.
Did you see the their beer regulator system that they set up? It's called the Flux Capacitor.
Ah.
Every beer line... This is going to get into some hardcore, beer seller, beer system nerdery.
Beer plumbing wankery.
Yeah. Every beer line has its own secondary regulator.
Ooh.
And it's like, it's just this wall of secondary regulators.
So you can control the pressure.
You can control the... So, basically, beer comes from a keg to a tap, and it's sent there by pressure from gas tanks.
Mm.
And then between the gas tank and the keg, there's a regulator. Usually there's one regulator for each gas tank, basically, that you're using. So,
but you'd have to go down to the cellar to actually control that.
Yeah. I'll put a link to a picture of the flux capacitor.
I'm just looking at it now. That looks insane.
It does look insane. So, babe, what it means is you can change the pressure for each beer individually, which is such a big thing because every beer is different, especially with craft beer. What is craft beer?
Because...
drink!
It actually gets quite tricky.
Yeah.
Tom and I have worked in bars which serve...
lots of different types of beers on tap at the same time.
It would be actually really good to have that.
Yeah.
This picture, looking at it, looks like it should be off the side of a DeLorean. It's insane.
Great Scott!
See, the thing is, that's not... The picture as well, you'll see it, but it's in the links. It looks like something you could put behind the bar, not... down in the cellar. It's a beautiful piece of equipment. It does look great, and man, I wish some bars would adopt that down here. Wouldn't that be cool?
Would be.
The other thing I'm really jealous to see is that the Mikkola San Fran bar actually has a sours room in a cellar, and it's a whole room dedicated to sours.
Woohoo!
And
guess where I'm going to be spending my time.
If you need me, I'll be in the sours room.
Yeah.
Adrian might as well just get a tattoo on his chest. If found, please deliver me to the Mikkola sours room.
Oh, man. I really want to go to the Mikkola bar. And I just want to know when they're going to open a bar in Sydney, right? Mm. Right, guys? Yep. Right, guys? Maybe Brewdog and Mikola should open a bar together in Sydney.
Actually, has there been a Nugnu bar outside of Norway? No. He should open a bar in Sydney.
Maybe Nugnu, Mikola, and Brewdog should all come together and just open a bar called the Black Tokyo Horizon.
Does Nugnu have a bar there?
People would be confused, though. It's like, in Sydney? Tokyo?
Yeah. I don't know. There's already a Tokyo hotel in Sydney.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It could be a Japanese restaurant.
There's a new Sydney hotel in Hobart.
That's true. That's confusing.
Which confuses every time I read it. I'm like, oh,
I've
cool.
been there.
That's somewhere.
It is a great pub.
Yeah. I was looking at hostels in Denver, and there's a Melbourne hostel in Denver. I was like, what? I don't understand.
It's going to take a lot of washing to get these glasses back.
Yeah,
to
you might have to
color.
Get new
That's
glasses.
That's why I picked it as a Brewdog beer.
Because it's
that lacing is just yeah.
Mm. Yeah, when this first came out, I had all four side by side, which was a dangerous day.
So you had a black, a Tokyo Star, and a dark horizon, and a black Tokyo Horizon.
Yes. Speaking of guys, I've actually got in the fridge a no. That's a.
We do have a black, but
we've got a black.
But I do have stuff to do today.
I don't.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much that's all I had that day, and I was still.
You would be on your ass.
Yeah, it wasn't by myself, but it was still pretty intense. But yeah, I thought that this was the best of the four. It was like it brought together the best qualities of each beer.
Awesome. Okay, that is really good. Yeah.
Kettle said he didn't think so, which is interesting because I do really like this as a
I really like this beer.
Badass motherfucking Imperial Stout.
Mm.
Which I think is the style it is, right?
Mm.
That's the BJCP style.
I believe that's the style.
Badass motherfucking Imperial Stout.
In the
style.
BJCP guidelines.
Mm. Yeah. This is really healthy big.
Shit.
I remember having a lot of Marmite or Vegemite, which I don't quite get.
I find it's gotten a lot sweeter than the first time
It is a bit sweeter, I think. Mm. I think partly because of that coffee dying down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Still good though.
I think the coffee was probably most of the bitterness that it had, and that as that dies down, the sweetness really comes back. So, I think I might try and get some of that bitterness back by doing a black and tan. Is that, absolute sacrilege? Or?
No, it's not.
Brace yourself.
I'm actually going to do it.
Okay, let's try this. I'm going to start with the base of 1,000 IBU and put a bit of
You try it first, and then if it works, I can try it.
Just, a few drops of the Black Tokyo Horizon turned the 1,000 IBU completely, black. That was a few drops.
Yeah.
And a few drops is all you need.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. I might do a little bit more, but not much more.
Ooh, shit.
It does, doesn't it? You put none in it, and it just turns black as the night.
That is gnarly.
And that's actually turned into a pretty decent Imperial Black IPA.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Maybe they should do a collaboration, so it's
double Mikola.
they do another collaboration between
1,000
Brewdog,
Tokyo Horizon,
1,000 Tokyo Horizon, or Brewdog Nugna and Mikola do a collaboration where it's all their biggest, hoppiest beers together.
I hardcore you.
No. Okay, all right. 1,000 IBU. Dangerous.
Yep.
Tokyo Star.
Yep.
And a Nugna Sour. Do they do a sour?
No.
Yeah, they don't they?
No, I don't think so.
Shit.
They do the sake.
My idea's fucked then. Sorry.
What about if it was had all three breweries hoppiest and darkest beers?
Yeah, with six beers together.
So it'd be hardcore
like 1,000 hardcore. What's the Nugna hoppiest beer?
Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
Two Captains?
Oh,
there is a sour Nugna. The sour brown.
Okay. I've tried
at least
that before,
one.
Actually.
Yeah, there's at least one.
I think. I'll have to check Untappd.
Or they should do a PT collaboration.
Or they should just combine all of the beers they've ever brewed into one epic blend.
Who would do that?
Adrian yeah. Wood.
When I didn't, wasn't that done at Gabs?
Into the the captain's log.
The captain's log.
Yeah.
I was only five? Okay.
It was only five from that paddle, but yeah, it was still pretty... I gave it 5 stars and Untapped.
Because Ozzy, the sellerman at the local tap house in Sydney, he was cellaring down at Gabs as well. And he did offer me a jug at one point that had a little bit from every beer.
Did you try it?
I did. It was, let's say interesting is a word.
Was it spectacular?
It was awesome. That's what it was.
Was it sessionable?
It was extreme.
Was it craft?
All right, and let's stop masturbating each other.
That's the final episode ever. See you guys.
Extreme.
All right. Well, I think we'll call that an episode.
Mm.
Thanks for listening, guys.
It'll take us a few months to recover from this. So
yeah.
See you in a few months.
Exactly.
I'll be off actually. Like we said last episode, I'll be off to South America and North America.
This is your last episode for a little while.
This is your last episode. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hearing the episodes without my lousy voice.
Dude, you have like baritone. It is all the feedback we've gotten is oh my god.
Yeah.
Adrian has a sexy voice.
Do I have groupies yet?
I think we all have groupies, don't we? Yeah.
Maybe.
Adrian would have been first.
Yeah, probably. So, if you are a groupie of the show, you can
Adrian
find us...
can be found at... Yeah,
you can find us on Twitter at... I'm at A Study in Beer. Liam, you're...
The Beer Lebowski.
And Adrian?
Adrian Pua.
And we do have a Twitter account for the show. It's Sessionable, at SessionableCast. We
just won't reply.
It's a bit of a running joke. We don't have access to that account. It's
why is that?
I set it up on my old phone, and then my phone died, and I forgot the password, and I forgot the email that I'd used to set it up, and I don't get the emails from that account or something. I don't know. So, I'm going to contact Twitter support pretty soon and fix that.
That last week and the week before.
Yeah, you can also find us on MySpace. Our MySpace page is...
Justin Timberlake Rocks.
Yeah. You might want to turn your browser volume down because we've got heaps of like mini tunes just blasting.
And we have a You Demand Now Dog page as well. So.
Wow.
You can also send us telegrams if you want.
Or pigeons.
Yeah. Carrier pigeons. Pigeons.
That is our preferred communication method.
Especially if carrier pigeon has beer strapped to its talons.
Poor pigeon.
What is craft pigeon, though?
And I think you can also find Adrian on Twitter at A Study in Bees, is it?
Yes, it is me.
Yeah.
It is me.
And we'll be doing a craft mead and brugget episode soon.
I actually have some craft mead.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We'll have to drink that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had mead.
I won't be there for that episode, unfortunately. But you should do it.
It might still be going by the time you
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. We're going to try and do this weekly. We're going to try.
Hopefully we'll have finished that beer by then. The Black Tokyo.
The Black Tokyo. I don't know. We might start the next episode and be like, "Well, we're still drinking Black Tokyo Horizon."
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see you soon.
See ya.
See ya.